Urbana.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. A government known for restricting the internet now has friends on Facebook. A page went up for China's premier Wen Jiabao right after the earthquake. As of this morning, he's collected 14,000 supporters. That's what Facebook calls friends of politicians. His friendly supporters are mostly writing in to hail his quick and personal response to China's disaster, gushes one, a model premier for the world. This is Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. The U.S. is in talks with North Korea on nuclear disarmament today. Pyongyang has promised to hand over a long-delayed declaration of all its nuclear programs for eventual dismantlement. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
U.S. nuclear envoy Christopher Hill told reporters he hoped he'd be able to take an overall time frame on North Korean disarmament back to Washington. He's talking today to Pyongyang's negotiator Kim Kye-kwan and Chinese officials. Pyongyang has been dragging its feet on filing a declaration of all its atomic activities. It's a document it had originally promised to complete by December, but there have been disagreements about the contents of the declaration and when Pyongyang should receive aid and diplomatic concessions. North Korea recently gave the U.S. thousands of documents from its Yongbyon nuclear reactor, raising hopes of progress. On Thursday, the U.S. envoy will fly to Moscow to talk to Russian and South Korean envoys. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Bush raises money for John McCain in Utah today. The Republican presidential candidate will be doing the same for himself, but elsewhere. McCain plans to be in Los Angeles today, as well as Reno, Nevada. Democratic candidate Barack Obama will be in Colorado. His rival, Hillary Clinton, campaigns in South Dakota, which holds its primary next week. Former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says a new book due out next week. President Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war in Iraq and says the Washington press corps was too easy on the administration during the run-up to the war. Politico.com reports McClellan also says the White House spent most of the first week after Hurricane Katrina in a state of denial. A jury in San Francisco is deliberating the fate of track coach Trevor Graham. His trial stems from the Bay Area Lab Cooperative doping scandal. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In yesterday's closing arguments, prosecutor Jeff Finnegan called Trevor Graham's case simple. If federal agents speak to you and you speak to them, Finnegan said, there's only one rule, tell them the truth. And Finnegan said Graham was not truthful throughout a 2004 interview when agents asked him about his connection to Angel Heredia. Heredia is a former discus thrower who became a drug supplier to top athletes. Graham said he never sent his world-class sprinters to Heredia for banned drugs and that he never met Heredia in person and hadn't talked to him on the phone for over a decade. But prosecutors countered those claims with photos and phone records and witnesses, including Olympic gold medal winners Dennis Mitchell and Antonio Pettigrew, who said Graham sent his runners to Heredia and advised them to use banned drugs. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Just one economic report is due out today, April orders for durable goods. An analyst surveyed by Dow Jones Newswires expect to see a 2% decline. There is weakness in auto sales, and other businesses are seen as being more cautious about investing in new plants and equipment. Meanwhile, oil prices have held steady below $129 a barrel today in Asia. Oil fell by more than $3 yesterday, giving Wall Street a boost. The Dow gained 69 points. The Nasdaq surged more than 36 points. The set-top cable box may become a thing of the past soon. The National Cable and Telecommunications Association has struck a deal with Sony to use the cable industry's technology in Sony TV sets as soon as possible. That would mean advanced two-way services without the need for a set-top box or, in most cases, a separate remote. Astronauts at the International Space Station are dealing with one of life's more unpleasant problems, a malfunctioning toilet. Pat Duggins reports.
The Russian-made toilet is located in the Zvezda crew cabin. The part of the unit that vacuums up urine hasn't worked since last week. NASA may try to put spare parts on board Space Shuttle Discovery. The concern is there isn't much room on the spacecraft. The shuttle's payload bay is currently filled with a 32,000-pound lab module from Japan. It's so cramped on the shuttle that Discovery doesn't even carry the long periscope to scan its heat tiles for launch day damage. The last shuttle crew to visit the space station left its periscope for Discovery's astronauts to use. As for the current toilet problem, the station crew is making do with disposable plastic bags. Mission managers say that probably won't work once the shuttle docks with the station, and 10 people will have to be accommodated. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580, and right now we have a temperature on Friends Plaza of 47 degrees, and out at Willard Airport this hour, the temperature is at 48 degrees, so we have not a big difference between town and country this morning. We do have a northeast breeze at 13 miles per hour, and temperatures across the northern and central parts of Illinois and Indiana are in the 40s. As you go farther south, 50s